in the limelight. Washington has a habit of creating enemies as part of its imperial goals to dominate countries and deprive them of progress and development. One of the most glaring examples in this regard being Havana, Cuba. Stay with us for an article by Jacob G. Hornberger, founder and president of the Future of Freedom Foundation. The article has been written for the Global Research website and is titled, Cuba Was Never a Threat to U.S. Security. Of all the ludicrous aspects of the Cold War, among the most ridiculous was the notion that Cuba posed a threat to U.S. national security. For some 30 years, the U.S. deep state, that is, the Pentagon, the CIA, and the National Security Agency, NSA, maintained that Cuba was a communist dagger pointed at America's neck, and therefore was a grave threat to America's national security. Through it all, hardly anyone ever asked a very simple but important question. What did they mean when they said that Cuba was a threat to national security? Did they mean that the Cuban army was about to invade Florida? Conquer the state? Move up the eastern seaboard of America? And end up forcibly taking over the reins of the federal government? If so, that's absolutely ridiculous. Cuba has always been an impoverished third world country, one with a very small military force. Even if it could have scrounged up a few transport boats to get a few dozen troops to Miami, they would have been quickly smashed by the well-armed private American citizens. Anyone who really thinks that Cuba could have invaded and conquered Florida or the United States needs a serious dose of reality. So, then what did they mean when they said repeatedly that Cuba was a threat to America's national security? Maybe they meant that Cuban leader Fidel Castro would export socialist ideas to the United States, where they would then infect the minds of the American people. If so, that's ridiculous because socialism was already taking over the minds of the American people, and long before Fidel Castro took power in Cuba. That's what President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Social Security scheme was all about, bringing socialism to America. That was some 25 years before Fidel Castro came to power. Let's not forget, after all, that Social Security did not originate with James Madison or Patrick Henry. It originated among German socialists near the end of the 1800s, and then came to the United States in the 1930s. That's why the Social Security Administration has a bust of Otto von Bismarck, the Iron Chancellor of Germany, prominently displayed on its website. Bismarck introduced Social Security to Germany. He got the idea from German socialists. When President Lyndon B. Johnson enacted Medicare and Medicaid into law in the 1960s, it will be safe to say that he hadn't gotten the idea from Fidel Castro. Socialism was gripping the minds of Americans independently of what was happening in Cuba. The fact is that the entire world was moving towards socialism. But what about the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Fidel Castro invited the then Soviet Union to to install nuclear missiles in Cuban territory aimed at the United States? The answer is they were defensive in nature. The Pentagon and the CIA were pressuring President John F. Kennedy to wage a war of aggression against Cuba, with the aim of installing another pro-US dictator into power, such as Fulgencio Batista, the brutal and corrupt Cuban dictator who preceded Castro. A prime example was Operation Northwoods, the false and fraudulent scheme that the Joint Chiefs of Staff unanimously presented to President Kennedy after the CIA's Bay of Pigs disaster, with the aim of securing regime change in Cuba. To John F. Kennedy's credit, he rejected the idea. To deter another US attack or to defend against such an attack, Fidel Castro sought assistance from the then Soviets. If the Pentagon and the CIA had not been pressuring President Kennedy to attack Cuba, Fidel Castro would never have invited the Soviets to install those missiles on Cuban territory. This was confirmed by the fact that once President Kennedy promised that he would not permit the deep state to attack Cuba again, the Soviets took their missiles home. Today, 30 years after the end of the Cold War, the US deep state steadfastly maintains that Cuba continues to pose a threat to America's national security. That's what the decades-old economic embargo that targets the Cuban population with impoverishment and death is all about. But the fact is that Cuba has never posed a threat to America's national security, whatever definition one puts on that nebulous, meaningless term. The truth is that it has always been the US government that has posed a threat to Cuban national security, as manifested by such illegal and wrongful actions as the CIA invasion of the Bay of Pigs, the decades-long cruel and brutal economic embargo against the Cuban people, and false and fraudulent Operation Northwoods, state-sponsored assassinations attempts against Fidel Castro, and acts of terrorism and sabotage within Cuba. The truth is that the entire decades-long anti-Cuba campaign has always been nothing more than a fear-mongering racket by the US deep state. One designed to assure ever-increasing budgets and power for the US Defense Department, the Pentagon, the CIA, and the National Security Agency, NSA.